T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sparky Piper, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time. I'm going to broadcast live from the Wendy's studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Get yourself a free Wendy's Frosty after each Bucks victory at participating Wisconsin Wendy's within 24 hours after said Bucks victory. Joining me now is a guy I haven't talked to forever. He is Dave Gasper. Folks, follow him on Twitter at DGasper24. You know him from Reviewing the Brew, host of the Cold Brew podcast. Him and Matt Carroll do a great job with that as well. Gotta ask you first and foremost. David Stearns was rumored to be in the running for the Houston Astros job. They decide not to go ahead and hire David Stearns with the Houston Astros. Does that give you any more of an idea of what truly went on to see David Stearns walk away from the Milwaukee Brewers when he did?
You know, I think with Stearns, I think it honestly was just burnout, you know, as he was talking about, just not being able to feel committed, just wanting to take some time to step away, you know, even with other jobs. You know, he said, I'm going to be here for 2023. And, you know, he's been sticking to that. You know, I think he just legitimately felt burnt out and just kind of wants to take a rest from it for a bit. So, you know, the Houston Astros have to go in a different direction.
And that's fine, but there is still one remaining part to that two-part tandem that got the Brewers to the playoffs so many years in a row. That's Craig Counsell, who is still, as far as we know, sitting on a lame duck contract.
Yeah, that's very confusing. I'm just like, what? Like, you look at Corbin Burns, you look at their other extension candidates, it's like, okay, you're like, I understand why they maybe haven't gotten that done yet. But Craig Counsell, there is no reason for them not to have that done. I mean, you're coming up close on spring training. Maybe they're waiting until he gets there at spring training, and then they'll hammer it out. I'm not sure. But I don't envision any way that we get into opening day and Craig Counsell's on a lame duck contract. That just doesn't make any sense that he would still be in that spot.
Doesn't make any sense to me either. Now, there's been some talk that Counts may want to go watch his son play college baseball in Michigan, and maybe he steps away and puts somebody else into the role of manager. And I guess it would be Matt Carroll's hire if after 1 year Counsell walks away. Then you also have the situation of three guys with a couple years left on their deal with Burns, Woodruff, and Willy Adames. And according to Willy Adames, they really haven't talked all offseason since whenever it was November. So we know that's not going on. It doesn't appear Burns and Woodruff is anywhere close. We've heard Matt Arnold talk about the fact of, well, you know, both parties want to do this in order to get something done. Is it possible they lose all three of these guys in 2 years?
I think it is entirely possible. I mean, you got to act with some sense of urgency here if you're the Brewers, because you know as you get, you know, towards the end, and you know these guys are only going to be getting more expensive. I mean, you look at the shortstop contracts this past offseason with the money that all those guys were getting. You know, it's going to be hard to sign Willy Adames now. You look at the starting pitching market and what some of Justin Verlander and Jacob DeGrom and what those guys were getting. It's just going to make it tougher, and the market, I don't really see it slowing down or getting lower anytime soon. So, I mean, really, the sooner you're able to get it done, the more likely you are to save some money in the long run. But, if they're not able to, you know, relatively soon here, I think there's a very good chance that come 2025, that none of those three are going to be on the roster.
Okay, so you say act with a sense of urgency. I say it hasn't happened. You could tell me about William Contreras, and I'll say it was a hell of a swindle because they swindled him, getting Contreras in that deal and giving up a prospect who can't, you know, hit farther than second base, it doesn't appear. So that's fine. That was a great deal, getting William Contreras. Fine. Jesse Winker, if he's not in, a clubhouse problem, like some reports say he might have been in Seattle, and if he gets back to being an all-star type player like he was in Cincinnati, that could be a good addition over Hunter Renfro. Fine. They have no answer at all at second or third base. Urias is, you're hoping, fills one of those two and plays well. And then after that, it's a bunch of, well, maybe we'll see, get something out of Brian Anderson, who the Brewers just signed. Maybe we'll get something out of some of these other guys they brought in. But there's no lock, stock, barrel guy that's going to come in and improve second or third base for this Brewers team right now.
Yeah, they don't have any of that concrete, you know, improvement there. And I mean, you could get, you know, you got Bryce Turang coming up. Bryce Turang could be good, but also he's a rookie. You can't entirely bank on Turang coming in and lighting the world on fire. As much as I like Bryce Turang, I like Bryce Turang, but you know, is he going to be able to be the guy at second base? I think they'll give him some run, but not everyone is going to be able to have a great rookie season and jump out and be the type of hitter that, frankly, the Brewers are going to need. And yeah, third base, I mean, they have a whole bunch of, you know, options, you know, but are any of them really going to challenge Luis Urias? I mean, Brian Anderson, I think, is going to get some good time if he's healthy. He also could see some time in right field, you know, potentially some first base. He could kind of play all around. But I mean, otherwise, you got what? You got Mike Brasso, you got Abraham Toro, Owen Miller. I mean, none of those guys really kind of strike me as someone that could really take over the starting job.
Exactly.
and provide an impact at third base.
Exactly. And in a perfect world, you would have gotten yourself a real third baseman. Urias plays second. Everything is fine. I set you up. I knew, you know what I was about to do here. I set you up for what I tweeted out the other day. And that is, listen, if you agree that there's a good chance they're not going to be able to sign any one of those three guys, and you agree that they haven't filled that void at third base, and I'm assuming you agree that Jordan Walker is a stud for the St. Louis Cardinals coming up, and we're going to see him this year in the major leagues. He's blocked at third base, his natural position, by Nolan Arenado. So they started putting him in the outfield last year in the minors. I'm sorry. Woodruff or Burns, I don't care which one. Either one is fine with me. You get Jordan Walker and whatever else you can swindle out of them to get for one of those two guys. Goodbye. See you later. If you don't think you can sign either one of them anyhow, then that's fine. But you can have a power-hitting third baseman. You're going to have an unbelievably good outfield, I think, with these young kids that you have coming. Yelich is going to be the long-term DH on this team going forward. To me, it just makes all the sense in the world. And all this team does is draft middle infielders. So second base and shortstop, that's all they draft. That's all they sign. So from that perspective, they should take care of itself. And you get a stud power hitter in a bandbox of a park in American Family Field. He's 6'5", tears the cover off the ball, does Jordan Walker. Bring me Jordan Walker. Go ahead.
I mean, the thing is, it's not like it's that tough. I mean, you look at Burns and Woodruff, you know, Then there's the argument of should you just trade them before you lose them. That's one thing. To the Cardinals, though, Sparky, where you lose me. The Cardinals. Like, you know that even if the Brewers can't extend them, the Cardinals are going to somehow sign Burns or Woodruff to an extension of 8 years, something for super below market value, super cheap. They're just going to somehow be able to do it. They did it with Goldschmidt. They did it with Arenado. They got those guys for practically nothing. So they signed them to extensions easily, and they continue to wreck the Brewers and haunt them for years. Seeing Burns or Woodruff in a Cardinals uniform doing that for years, no thank you. I would rather wake up and vomit every single morning. Like, that would be the worst thing. It's nothing against Jordan Walker. Jordan Walker is great. I would love to have him in the Brewers organization. But trading either one of those guys to the Cardinals would just, I can't do it, Sparky. I can't go through this kind of pain.
I look at it this way. You don't know where either one of them will sign when they get to that point. One of them could sign with the Cardinals anyhow, and you get nothing in return, and then you still have to face one of these two guys going forward at the end of the day. am hung up and have been hung up for a couple of years on finding a power hitting young third baseman to put in the middle of this lineup. You have a catcher who's an all-star type hitter, not defensively, but hitting. He's going to be in the middle of that lineup. We know that for sure. Yelich, you seemingly can't move or don't want to move, so he's stuck here going forward. I think Joey Weimer might be one of those guys that could be a number six hitter or something like that at some point. You've got contact hitters that'll be at the top and center field. Like this lineup is really starting to take shape, but you still don't have that guy at third base, and Jordan Walker is simply the best one. All right, let's move on. I'll put that to rest, but I had to come at you a little bit because we were going back and forth on Twitter about it. Who's pitching the eighth inning for this Brewers team? Tim Dillard and I talked about this last week. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, and we brought up Ashby, and Dillard said he thinks Ashby could be elite in the eighth inning if that's the way that Craig Counsell and the Brewers decide to go. What say you?
I think that's an interesting idea, especially now that you got Wade Miley in the fold. I mean, that could push Ashby out of the rotation. You know, I still think Ashby has the ability to work as a starter, so I'm not entirely thrilled with the idea of putting him in a one-inning, eighth-inning role. I think Matt Bush is probably most likely to get a lot of the eighth-inning opportunities, and Ashby maybe could be in that, you know, swingman-type role that he was in at the beginning of last year back when the rotation was healthy. Then he got pushed into regular rotation duty as injuries started to pile up in the rest of the rotation. You know, I think he certainly got the stuff that would thrive in that kind of role, but I just don't see the Brewers putting him there just because, I mean, they've already signed him to the extension, to the contract, and I think the plan is still to keep him as a starter. And if he does go into the bullpen, it probably would be a multi-inning type thing to keep him ready and fresh for the rotation, if an injury pops up to, you know, a Wade Miley or, you know, Freddie Peralta, you know, has another issue, you know, whatever it is, you know, if injuries pop up, if Ashby is stretched out, he'll be able to jump right into that role if needed. If he's in a strict one-inning role, it's going to take him a while to ramp him back up. And I don't see that being the case at the moment. But they do need to figure out what they're doing in the eighth inning, the seventh, eighth inning. I think right now Matt Bush is going to be the guy.
When they let Brett Boxberger go because they didn't want to pay him, and they said, well, you know, our research says nobody's going to pay him that. And eventually he got paid what he was deserving of by the Chicago Cubs, I believe, of everybody, Brad Boxberger. Do you think they're going to regret not giving him the money?
You know, it's possible. You know, relievers are so volatile year to year, and Boxberger is now, you know, getting into his mid upper thirties. He was starting to lose a little bit of velocity there towards the end. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, trying to figure out where's the right point to jump off. And you know, we'll see what happens as the season goes on. But, you know, Boxberger, you know, he's been a really solid contributor for the past couple of years. But, you know, overall, I don't think the Brewers are going to be sweating too much about Boxberger at the moment. They've got a lot of guys to kind of help fill in. They don't have a ton of experience between them all, but they do have a lot of talent and upside in the arms that they have acquired.
He is Dave Gasper, and I got a question for you, Dave Gasper, real quick here before we wrap this bad boy up, because I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of it. Prospects1500.com tweeted out a thing saying that you put together the top 50 prospects for the Brewers on their website. What is Prospects 1500? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a prospects-focused site. You know, we got top 50 prospects list for every single team. You know, it's a lot of, you know, minor league, and, you know, dynasty baseball kind of focused as well, along with. So I've been doing their top 50 list for about two-ish years now, I believe. So yeah, put mine out today. So I got a fresh top Brewers prospects list, kind of able to, you know, write my own here, do little write-ups on all these guys, and, you know, 50 of them. So, you know, it's a lot deeper than most, you know, other sites. You know, MLB Pipeline goes with 30, and, you know, Baseball America so far has 10. So, you know, you get to look at a lot more of the guys in this system. So I've got, I've got the top 50 Brewers prospects over there.
God bless you for having time. He is the editor-in-chief of Reviewing the Brew, who, of course, hosted the Cold Brew podcast as well. And, of course, check out his fine work over at Prospects of 1500. Follow him on Twitter at dgasper24. I love you some Dave Gasper. Dave, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Yep, thanks a lot, Sparky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.